A word for you from Hebrews 11, verse 38. Of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Last time we looked at the fact that others suffered. Previously we had looked at how others were victors. They conquered kingdoms. They were able to obtain promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the power of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. And yet, there is that category of those who suffered. That's why the Lord says in verse 36, others suffered. And yet they are all in the great chapter of faith in Hebrews 11. And look at this amazing sentence. The Lord says that these were so special, those who seemed to be conquered, that he says of them, of whom the world was not worthy. So great were they in the eyes of God that he considered the world as not worthy of them treading the earth. They were so special, so loved by God, even though they wandered around in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. Remember that God is able in his sovereign power to arrange the life of a saint as he wishes, whether they conquer kingdoms or are conquered by kingdoms. Remember that if they walk in faith, if they are his saints walking in righteousness that is obtained through his justification, it doesn't matter. And so let us not be quick to condemn a saint who might be suffering. Perhaps it's some disease, perhaps it's some misfortune. Don't be quick to judge and say, well, that person must have sinned. Otherwise, you'll find yourself on the wrong side of God. The Lord says they were so special, so wonderful in his sight, that the world was not worthy of them. Well, the world also thought that they were not worthy of walking in the world, and so they were quick to dispatch them. Well, they didn't know. They dispatched them to heaven. But they agreed in this, the world and God. They were saying the world was not worthy. In other words, that they should not make the world their home because there was their eternal home in glory.